Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. David is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of financial experience. And because he actually provides advice to clients on a daily basis, our hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory Services and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. Commentary given during this radio program is usually pretty smart, but should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities should not be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual's situation. Only if you hire David and his firm to help you, and only available where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Here he is, David Holland.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So, have you ever wondered if somebody's telling you the truth? Ever wondered if you could kind of figure that out? Well, wonder no more, or at least we hope we can give you a little bit of help here. I have invited a special guest in the studio with me. Ryan Mann is here with me, and he is a licensed private investigator. He's also a certified fraud examiner. And this is your own firm. Welcome to the program, Ryan.
Yes, thank you very much for having me.
This is your firm.
Yes, it is.
All right. And the SpartanAnalytics.com is the website we'll direct people to. I know you've got a couple different businesses, things you do.
Yes, sir.
Just real quick, ladies and gentlemen, I wanted Ryan to come on because he can give us some insight into how to pick up on cues, nonverbal cues, or things that people say or things that people do. And the purpose of this, of course, a lot of what Ryan does, he does a lot of consulting work with businesses and their human resource departments. They do background checks. They provide training and human resource for companies. But you also do some fraud examination and things like that.
Yep, absolutely. I like to spend some time with the managers and the human resources departments of various companies. Because they're the ones that have to, they really have to do a lot of the hiring, the internal investigations and those kind of things, but also the any sort of business deals or anything like that, mergers or outside vendors, any of that.
That's an excellent point. I was just thinking as you're describing that, so we're not, what you do is not just new hire, but let's say I decided I wanted to acquire investment advisory practice or a tax practice. And
right.
I wanted to fold that in. We were talking before the show. I've got plenty of room here.
Yeah.
So if I wanted to do that, you could go and do some background. You could look at that company for me and kind of tell me if there's any problems.
Well, yeah, absolutely. The idea is to take a good look at it and find any red flags or anything, that any sensitive information that you might need to know so you can make an accurate and well-informed decision going forward with your business proposals.
So if the business owner has had three felonies, I might need to know that.
Yeah, you might want to know that one.
Okay. So this is the kind of stuff that you can help companies identify, and that's very helpful.
Absolutely. What I like to do is not just the background stuff, but which is very important because that's all factual, black and white. But I like to, if possible, spend time with the person.
Observe.
And
that ties into the whole detection of deception and body language, both verbal as well as facial. So for our listeners, what would be something that would surprise people or maybe go in the face of, no pun intended, in the face of what you think? If somebody looks away, they're being deceptive.
Right.
What are some of those things that we should know?
Well, there's a lot of myths about what people do when they lie. And the main thing is to never take one indicator and come to an ultimate conclusion on it. What you want to do is use that as a kind of a road sign toward more questions and look for more indicators. But I think most people would be surprised that studies show that it's more often that deceptive people look you in the eye rather than look away. And because they're gauging your response. And a lot of times
they're fine-tuning their talk.
Right. They're looking at you to see if you're believing anything. We're talking about situations that are high stakes. I mean, we've all caught our kids lying to us and they look away and that kind of stuff. But between adult interaction with something's high stakes, it's more often that the deceptive person will lock an unusual amount of eye contact on you.
Okay. Too much.
Too much.
Not natural.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. Well, I was thinking in my head, of course, something that would be a name that most people would recognize, the Bernie Madoff. He probably was, those types of folks, they don't lose their gaze on you.
Right. Well, a person like Madoff is also going to be an exceptional challenge because this is a person who has their lie down pat.
Yeah.
And their deception is well within their comfort zone. So the more comfortable, the more practiced a liar is, the more difficult it is going to be to detect them. So a lot of it is going to come down to having the proper line of questioning to get them out of their comfort zone so those lies can be a little more easily seen.
That's excellent. And anybody that listens to this program or knows who I am and what I do, Ryan, is I've written a couple books, and one of them is How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Scams. And I've got all the questions, what I call the real questions.
Real questions,
that people
absolutely
should ask. Like, where were you born?
Absolutely.
How long you been here? I ask the questions that I would ask knowing about advisors.
Right.
So that's a great point. You got to get them out of their comfort zone.
Absolutely, absolutely, because their lie is rehearsed. And there's a lot of things that happens when a person rehearses their lie. They become more and more comfortable with it. They can come to believe it to a more, you know, a little bit more than they normally would have if they're just making it up on the fly.
Right, right.
So with a well-rehearsed lie or a lie on like a resume or a proposal or something like that, instead of, you know, hard and fast, you know, indicators of deception, more or less what I'm going to look for is where they start to hedge a little bit.
Okay.
So there's going to be little indicators here and there, but the more practiced they are, the more difficult it is to find them, but you just have to get them out of that comfort zone with a proper line of questioning.
Excellent. So looking away, looking up, looking down, looking to the side, none of that really...
It doesn't, unless it's a break from their normal behavior. If it's in direct response to some sort of stimulus, like if I show you a graph, say you told me that your earnings, we wanted to merge a business and you had earnings at this level, and I showed you a graph that was counter to it, well, your reaction to that would tell me it should be positive or negative.
So if all of a sudden I've had a lot of eye contact and you show me the graph that doesn't jive with what I've been telling you,
right,
and I start looking everywhere but at you, that's
exactly
probably a sign.
It's a sign. That's what I call a red flag, because what's going on there is you're breaking from your baseline. And in response to some sort of stimulus, like say a big graph, a question, a picture, information, a statement, whatever it may be, if they break away from their baseline behavior, what's been normal for them, then you might have a problem. Or the item at the very least might be sensitive to them, so you might want to explore it more.
Very good, very good, very interesting. Ryan Mann is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. If you just joined us, licensed private investigator, certified fraud examiner, and for you business folks out there, SpartanAnalytics.com. is the website for getting more information on the consulting work, and then we can give them the investigation side of it, centralfloridainvestigations.com. And I got a few people I'd like to have you investigate, Ryan.
No problem. Right. We accept cash.
Cash and credit.
Yeah, you know.
Well, let's do this. Let's grab a quick break, and we'll be right back with Ryan. Stay right there.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read, you'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Ryan Mann is the man in the studio
thank
with
you,
me. I know you never get that, right?
Never, not at all.
SpartanAnalytics.com is his website for human resource and business consulting. And then we've got CentralFloridaInvestigations.com for some of the private investigation and other work as well.
Yes, sir.
All right, let me ask you this. I know my listeners are curious. Tell us a story, Ryan. Tell us, what have you seen happen? What have been some of the things you see in terms of maybe... big lies or things that you've been able to help people identify and protect, you know, your customer?
Sure, absolutely. Recently, just a few months ago, that was, I guess, about 4 or 5 months ago now, I was working with a company that brought me in to do some assisting with an internal investigation. And one of the branches of this fairly large company that I'll keep anonymous, but fairly large company at one of the branches down in South Florida, and went down there to start interviewing people because of they had a complaint of some inventory missing. And they believed some internal theft was going on or external theft or something. Well, when I got in and I started interviewing people, I went through a series of a whole different, you know, group of people with a different hierarchy within the company. But when I get to the branch manager, the person in charge of all this, There was, during the course of the interview, there was one instance in which he was recounting, you know, everything that had happened about the lost inventory. And the whole story had been consistent. It was, I did this, I did this, I did this, I did this. And then when I asked him about the item that I knew was stolen, which happened to be a 55-inch flat screen TV, his pronoun tense switched over to we. He goes, well, we threw it away. So I knew that the sudden shift from I to we means he's sharing responsibility. He's not taking direct responsibility when he says we. He had been I all the way up to there. So that gave me a red flag that something was going on because his language had shifted for no apparent reason.
Interesting.
So, you know, of course, it could have been that somebody, he's saying we because somebody helped him throw it away. But what that did was that let me talk about that more. I already knew the item was stolen because I knew it was missing off the inventory, but I didn't know who had taken it. And because his language shifted all of a sudden during that, that gave me the inroads to some more questions, which led to him admitting that the TV was, in fact, at home.
Hanging on the wall.
At home doing his performed function. Or its intended function. So it was a successful investigation that because they ended up terminating three. But I don't do any of the termination. I just make report my findings. Yeah, you guys can do with it what you want. They ended up terminating three employees that were involved in internal theft.
Wow.
And it's a shame, too, because it's a very good company and they do a lot of revenue and they have a lot of good people. But that's what happens when you take from the boss.
Yep, that's exactly right. Well, have you seen any deals or situations where you might have seen, as we talked about earlier, maybe a merger, an acquisition in play, and you know, you go in and you take a look and you find out it's
all bad. Yeah, something very similar to that was I was with that same company. They liked what had happened, so they sent me some copies of email proposals that they had. And when email is going to be different because I'm not dealing with a person, I'm not seeing the body language. So instead, we would utilize what's known as word choice analysis to break down the language of these emails. And I was able to take the language that they were used and find out, you know, kind of where the sensitive areas in that were. Because when something's sensitive, people use what I call pothole words. And I call them pothole because the road to the truth is just like that. It's a road. And if there's potholes in that road, we need to fill it in. So I know when people start skipping over details with words like afterwards and then and later on or subsequently or something like that, that they're leaving information out.
Little bridge.
Right. Yeah. They're building little bridges over things. So I look at it like we need to go back and fill those potholes in this road of communication that we're trying to establish here. And so when I see those words, I know there's usually only two reasons why somebody is going to leave that information out. One is that they don't think it's important. The other one is that they don't want me to know it. Okay, so I need to go back and kind of find out.
Well, you come back and tell them it's important.
Right. Yeah. And say, listen, I really need to know this. So I highlighted these areas where, and there was a cluster of these words showing up in this email that showed that particular paragraph and the language was sensitive to the other side. And it ended up working out really well for them. And I was real happy to be a part of that.
That's good. Keep your guard up and watch out for potholes.
Watch out for the potholes.
I like it. Ryan Mann's our guest today, ladies and gentlemen. SpartanAnalytics.com. If you're a business looking for some consulting work on some of these areas we're talking about, and of course, the Central Florida Investigations.com. Quick break. We'll be right back.
What's your dream? Play golf every day of the week? Turn that hobby into a new career? With careful planning, you can make it happen. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your no-obligation consultation. At Holland Financial, we want to help you take the first step towards making your dreams a reality. That number again is 888-747-7526.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Ryan Mann is in the studio with me and watching my eye contact and my nonverbal behavior. And
you're doing great.
Minding my P's and Q's and trying to keep my act together here. You know what? I always found the truth is darn convenient.
It is.
No act required.
No act required. No real memory involved. Just comes right out.
No, there's nothing to remember, right? Just remember
nice and
what
easy.
It was. And
yep.
It's like when I lose a file on my computer, I say, well, where would I put it if I were going to save it for the first time? And then guess what? That's where it is.
Yep.
That's convenient. All right. So Ryan's sharing with us. I wanted to get back to something because we kind of went over it quickly, but I think it's important because if I'm a listener, a business out there, and I'm also, this will be a little bit of self-serving for me because I'm curious for my own business, Ryan. So give us a rundown of when a company, you know, we mentioned maybe new hire or merger acquisition. Give me some more information of when somebody should hire you and your firm or a firm like yours, because you know we have listeners all over the country. Sure. So give us a little bit more detail on that.
What you want to do is using a body language or a deception consultant can help you in terms of picking out vendors. Like I said, internal investigations, procurement fraud, and all that kind of stuff is very prevalent. But also, having that kind of resource is going to help remove the doubt. The worst case scenario is you accuse somebody of something or have doubt about somebody, and they didn't do anything wrong. Mm-hmm. They're innocent. Then they're not going to trust you, and then you become paranoid, and all kinds of bad things can happen. So, peace of mind would be a big thing. And not only that, a third party doesn't bring any biases with them. They don't know the people. They don't have any vested interest other than the truth.
They can see the trees and the forest because they're not tangled up in it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And I think that's very important because when you are invested or if you're emotionally invested in a business merger or something like that, you're gonna
look past certain things, aren't
you? You are. You absolutely are because you're going to create your own reality. It's a psychological phenomenon called confirmation bias. And what that means is we tend to seek out information that we want or supports our point of view and ignore that. Or at least lessen the impact of information that's counter to that. So bringing in a third party can really help eliminate that.
That's very good.
And it's a thorough process. When I come in, sit down, and spend some time with people, the saying that I use is that my only client is the truth. And you can do with it what you see fit, but that's accurate, timely, and complete information for you to make a good business decision.
I have a question that I want to ask because I'm curious, and I'm sure other people would as well. Let's say we don't want the other party, whoever it is, be it a potential business or customer. Some people do, investigations of customers before they decide to do business with them.
Sure.
Not just anybody, we'd like to take you as a client, but we've got some procedures. So how far can you go without them knowing? I mean, how clear, if I take a bunch of jigsaw pieces, clear of a picture can you create without their knowing it?
They're typically not going to know it all. They're typically not going to know. Unless there's something, outside the norm occurs. But typically, it's just a regular conversation about regular things. What you'll find is when I do these investigations or these vettings, when I'm interviewing somebody, they do most of the talking. I'm just telling them, hey, tell me your story. If I have a specific question or something like that, I start with what's open-ended questions, and I try to keep them out of their comfort zone a little bit so they have to think, and that way I can get to some truth. But I'm not going to do anything to call them a liar. I'm not going to say, hey, this is what I know. One of the big things about it is, for me, is that I don't really determine whether they're lying because I don't know the truth. All I know is that there's too many indicators of deception for me to go forward and believe them. And there's a big difference between the two, and one is that unless I was there, I don't know.
Right.
Unless I have direct knowledge, I don't know. But with a high degree of certainty and probabilistically speaking, I can come to a conclusion that I would feel comfortable moving forward with.
And that was part of my question. The other part I want to ask is, let's grab another quick break. I'm forgetting I'm on the radio, Ryan. I'm enjoying our conversation.
Our
guest, Spartan Analytics and Central Florida Investigations.com. Quick break. We'll be right back.
If you had a serious health issue, wouldn't you want a second opinion? Is your financial well-being any different? Make sure your retirement plan is the best it can be for your situation. An independent financial advisor can review key elements like stock market exposure, diversification, and fees. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
And we are back with Ryan Mann, and I'm reminded myself we're on the radio because I'm enjoying our conversation. Very interesting work that Ryan does with the investigations and fraud examinations and deception detection. So I wanted to circle back around and kind of ask the same question I asked you before the break, but I'm going to ask it a little differently now and kind of get at another area, and that is how clear of a picture, if you are trying to kind of evaluate a person you may do something with, either hire them, do business with them, enter into an agreement with them. You know, an agreement's great, but you end up having to sue somebody, So you're better off not getting involved with them at all if that's a risk. So how clear of a picture you can get without them knowing it?
I think you can get pretty far.
Without having to actually talk to them.
Without them knowing about you. Right, without them knowing about what we're doing, we're going to get pretty far. There's pretty robust databases out there that we could consult. There's a lot of people that we can interview and stuff like that. But even if you're worried about that getting back to them, we don't have to get that close. But there's a lot of things that are going to lead us to a clear picture of what kind of person that individual is.
That's my key point, is what kind of person are they?
Yeah.
Now, do you actually have to have the car, the big sedan with the late model sedan with the tinted windows and the binoculars?
Nope. Very rarely. Mostly.
A lot of it's on the computer.
Minivans and, a lot of computer, a lot of database research. A lot of our work is done behind the monitor. We have access to an incredible amount of information, but not only that, we also do have access to a skill set in which to take the information and make it a usable profile on the individual that we're targeting. And that's the key, is to take all this random amounts of information out there, this great amount of information, and turn it into something usable, accurate, timely.
Now, if you have some permission, for example, if it's a new hire.
Right.
Or somebody that you're thinking of doing some business, you could get some basic information, things that you wouldn't have without their permission, like, unless you were able to do some digging, Social Security and other driver's license, right, and some, right, of this stuff, that would let you take it to another level.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I just recently did a background investigation for a financial institution on an individual they were bringing in for a very important position, a wealth management position.
Okay.
And as
that's
a term,
very important.
Yeah, it was a new division for them and everything. It was going to be their first hire in that division. And there was all kinds of excitement about this hire. So they had me do the background check. And it turns out that he had a recent, not quite so recent, foreclosure. And I don't really think that in and of itself was a problem so much as he didn't divulge it, or he was trying to hide it was the problem. But they were shocked when I found it.
It wasn't that, hey, it's a crime to have a foreclosure, because we all know what happened with the housing market, but the fact that either they asked it and he didn't share it, or he didn't volunteer it.
Right. What they did with the information, I don't really know, because I don't get into that with people, but the reaction was one of near panic when I found it.
Wow.
So I knew that it was not what they were expecting. Mm. And I don't even know what happened with it after that, but I do know that having that access to those databases and knowing how to put that information together and knowing how to just tie everything together, and I can do it fairly quickly, probably saved them a bad hire. But at least if they went that way and it was
could
an integrity issue.
Could have been embarrassing for them at the minimum.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Yeah. But my initial concern would have been integrity.
Sure.
Integrity behind it.
So if you've got, some basic information, again, if it's in a hire or other scenario, you can look at the driver's license, the credit, the do search, clerk of court, all
absolutely,
kinds of stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah, we do a really robust search where we check with the clerk of courts. We have driver's license histories, everything like that. But we take it step to step and link it together. There's different spellings of names. There's all kinds of different ways to get lost in that investigation. But we always make sure we do real thorough and use any aliases and anything like that. So we're going to find it. If it's out there, we're going to find it.
It's out there, you're going to find it.
Yep.
Very good stuff. Ryan Mann is our guest in the studio today. We'll grab one more quick break and we'll come right back.
Are you gambling with too much money invested in the stock market? How can you tell? It's simple. The rule of 100. Take your age and subtract it from 100. The result is how much you might want to keep in the market. The rest should be off the table, invested in something safe. Every rule has an exception, but the rule of 100 is a good starting point to determine if your portfolio is out of balance. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation, or visit us at davidholland.com.
And we're back. Ryan and I were just talking on the break. It's fun to do this. We're enjoying it. Ryan Mann, SpartanAnalytics.com is his website, human resource, corporate consultation, all the stuff we've been talking about on the program. And then he's got the Central Florida Investigations.com. And I'd like your help next time we hire somebody. Take a hard look.
Absolutely.
At what I can't have a revolving door in my business.
No way. I don't know any business that where it's really beneficial to have a revolving
good
door.
Good point. Good point. Yeah. I guess I'm really sensitive to it because I'm dealing with people's money.
Absolutely.
And, we want to make sure we have good people working with us, which we do. We have a great team. So what else should, I want to think about the whole merger acquisition or not the traditional. I want people thinking about your services and services like yours in a non-traditional. How about vendors? You're going to do business with a supplier of a good you're going to sell in a business, or they're going to provide things. For example, with me and our services, we work with outside companies that might be investment companies or might be an insurance company. I don't know. Is that something where I might want to look at some of the people I think I'm
so.
Dealing with?
I think so. Absolutely. Yeah. Remember, everybody has a motivation for what they do. And when we go to try to achieve a goal of some sort, we can justify and rationalize almost any action to get it done. And
That's how scams and frauds are committed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They rationalize it, justify it as just the cost of doing business or the way the business world is. But even if that's the mindset, you don't want to fall victim to that. So that one extra level of filtering can save your company and can save you lawsuits or liability or just simply loss of people or whatever it may be. But absolutely, with any vendor or anybody you're doing any kind of business with, it's best to know who you're changing money with.
I know I was kind of kidding about it a little bit earlier, but would you do some actual physical observation from?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
So there is some surveillance.
Absolutely.
Very interesting stuff.
Yeah, done enough of that. Done a lot of that.
That. Well, I hope you've enjoyed the program, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely.
This was a special treat having Ryan in the studio. I really appreciate you coming in and talking with us.
Thank you.
SpartanAnalytics.com, the human resource, the corporate consulting, and then if you need a background check and or some other type of investigation, CentralFloridaInvestigations.com. If you suspect fraud or a problem, they can go to the website, contact information, Ryan.
Absolutely.
They can call you up.
Absolutely. My number's right on there.
Yep. Okay. And you give them a quote, what they're looking at.
Absolutely.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Well, thank you again for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Dave.
All right. Thank you, Ryan.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.